tip of overtime. USA wins the tip, but then Gage Lopez turns over the ball as he was diving in from the left wing. That will be the eighth turnover for the Patriots tonight. 41-41, we played 5 seconds in overtime. Substitutions galore. Bad Axe with the ball, tied. We had 8 ties and 10 lead changes in regulation. Tommy Morneau brings up the ball for the Hatchets. Martin Messing, John Messing, Andrew Sutton, and Clark Brady, your stars tonight on the floor right now. Aaron Sines guarding Tommy Morneau. Martin Messing in the left wing with the ball against Macklin Gettle. Clark Brady now back up to John Messing. Gets a screen from Morneau to the right side. Sines jumps the screen at the right wing. 3:35 left in the fourth. Back to Morneau against Harrison Kramer. Harrison Kramer looks like he got hit in the face as he's still reeling. Time to Morneau at the right wing, and Aaron Sines gets a handle on the pass. Gary back to Morneau's hands. Pops a three, no good. Rebound still loose, brought in by Sines.
Well, let's see what Coach Gainforth wants right now. Holding up three. Three fingers, whatever that might mean.
And we have a whistle away from the ball as Harrison Kramer is bleeding. .3:10 left in overtime. 41-41. No one has scored yet in overtime. Aaron Sines has 20 points. Tommy Morneau has 27 to lead USA in Bad Axe. Clark Brady sits down, and we have a official timeout as they're trying to get the make sure all blood is off the court. John Mooney, what are you seeing so far?
Right now, what I'm seeing is that both teams are looking to go ahead and increase their advantage. Right now, the bonus advantage is no longer in the Bad Axe corner. And so, on the next foul, it's going to be a 1-1, and that's what both coaches are basically reminding their players. They're also looking to go ahead, in my mind, pack that ball on the inside. The outside shot is not exactly what you want to depend upon for winning a district championship, unless it's total desperation. USA has the, I think the advantage with having two big men like Isaiah Williamson, as well as Michael Kemp. Drew Sutton for Bad Axe, he has not seen the ball enough into an area where he could score. I think that would be a great place for him to go ahead and camp and post up low, get that ball into him, and good things can happen. That's what I see.
So they're getting some sanitizing materials out there to make sure that all blood is off the court. So they're keeping the teams off the court at the moment, basically giving a media timeout here for both teams. Definitely has that tournament feel, John, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. The crowd has been fantastic, supporting their teams. The USA chant for the Patriots, that's, like you say, epic. What's another good adjective for it?
Mystical.
Mystical. I like that one, yes.
I've been debating whether it's mythical or mystical. And I'd have to say mystical because it seems to be magic.
Okay. Yeah, I'll buy that. Either way, the both teams are getting an extra long timeout right now.
Bad Axe has one full timeout, which they were given at the beginning of overtime. USA has one full and 1:30. Michigan State defeats Ohio State 81-54, final score. Last we heard, Marlette was trailing at halftime to Sandusky in their district final, 22-18. That was a long time ago. Reese beats Novell 51-45. The winner of tonight's USA Bad Axe game will play Reese in Ithaca Monday at 7:30. You'll hear that game right here on Sports Radio 102.1. Coverage starting roughly, I would say, 7 o'clock on the dot. However, we are playing the second game. Harbor Beach did it where no matter what time the first game ended, the second game started at 7:30. We can hope for the best from a broadcasting standpoint that happens there. Sandusky beats Marlette to win the district championship in Sandusky. So, Sandusky wins their district. Reese wins their district, which was in St. Charles. Bad Axe and USA still tied up at 41-41. We played 50 seconds in overtime. That's 5-0, and no one has scored. Harrison Kramer got hit in the mouth at the Bad Axe three-point line, and we've came down the entire court. And so they're spot cleaning the floor. Monday's game got moved to 6 p.m. Thank you, Paul Adams, for that one. And confirmed from Athletic Director Mike Bogan.
So right now, if Badex is setting up for a tray shot, they've only been shooting at a 16% clip for the game. USA is slightly better at 30%. And we know who's making most of those.
So to repeat, the winner of this game will play at 6 p.m., the first game of Monday night in Ithaca. Makes our night a little bit shorter. Nice little journey over to the middle of the state. The good news is going west instead of south for regionals. Typically, this district's winner would go on and face a buzzsaw immediately of Flint Beecher, back-to-back-to-back state champion. So, instead, we're going...
Nice to get a breather once in a while.
Two big steps backwards.
So now they're pushing back the student sections. They're getting a little too close to the court. Understandable. Both coaches are very cordial with this, John, all the time. Very friendly people. But right now, not so much.
Next 3 minutes and 10 seconds is going to age him by about 25 years.
Inbound to Isaiah Williamson. Aaron Sines with the ball right wing. Down to the baseline. Nothing there. Isaiah Williamson right elbow. Back to Aaron Sines right wing. 3 minutes left in overtime. Aaron Sines dribbles into the block and comes back out. Gives it to Hunter Bone. Top of the key and then hands it off to Sines. Against Ryan Hileski. Ryan Hileski has four fouls. Isaiah Williamson cuts down to the lane. Goes up and he traveled with it. That is the ninth turnover for USA tonight. Still tied at 41, 2:46 left in the fourth.
Did you ever get the feeling that whoever scores is going to be at a huge advantage?
Just ever so slightly. Morneau had 25 at the end of the third quarter. He was held to just 2 points in the fourth quarter for BadX. In fact, that was the only field goal for the Hatchets. And we have a five-second call against John Messing. So that is the 14th turnover for the Hatchets. 2:34 left. In regulation, still tied at 41-41. That's how we ended the fourth quarter, a minute and 26 seconds ago.
The plot is thickening.
Hunter Bone across the midcourt against John Messing from 10 feet. 2:25 left in the fourth. Dribbling to the left.
Three fingers are being waved. Aaron Sines gets the ball.
Top of the key against Hileski. Everyone else clears out. Sines takes a three. He got it! Aaron Sines stops the oil embargo, and all of a sudden, USA's leading their largest of the night, 44-41 with 2:03 left in the fourth. John Messing, Martin Messing, Ryan Hileski, back to Martin Messing, top of the key, 1:55 left in the fourth. Martin Messing down to the low post to Andrew Sutton in the corner to John Messing, screen for Morneau, top of the key. John Messing pops a three, this one short, rebound Hunter Bone, and he's tied up, and it's going to be a jump ball, but in fact, a foul. Foul goes against BadX, so he walks the length of the court and puts Hunter Bone to the free throw line for 1-1. Foul goes against number 5, John Messing, his first. Team 7 for BadX. So Hunter Bone goes to the free throw line, trying to extend this 3-point lead, 44-41.
Hunter Bone is a 78% foul shooter.
Aaron Sines with 23 now. And like I said, this is the largest lead for USA of the entire night. They led 41-39 with 4:05 left in the fourth, and that was it. Ryan Hileski sits down. He is replaced by Clark Brady.
Bone makes this one. Of course, it's a two-possession ball game.
Hunter Bone taking his time at the free throw line. It is up, and it's good. He gets a second. It's a two-possession ball game now, 45-41, extending that lead to four for the Patriots.
There is no waiting around right now. You got to go for your first option, quick hitting offense.
Hunter Bone's second free throw is up, and it's good. 46-41, USA leads by five. Tommy Morneau at the left elbow. Back to Clark Brady, back